EIL calling any station. KR4EIL calling any station.
Good morning,
KO4ZEW. This is KR4EIL. My name is Mark. I'm mobile on 85 South.
KO4ZEW, I'm at my helm in Baldwin. How is 85 this morning?
As always, coming through Greenville, we had a little backup, but I'm well south of that now. Gosh, I'm not even, I'm actually getting ready to, I think I'm hitting the Georgia's line right now, so moving right along.
Yeah, you should be able to hit this repeater till about Commerce if you're headed southbound, or at least the repeater should be able to hit you by then. That's as far out as I've ever gone with it.
I'm actually taking a trip from the Winston-Salem, North Carolina area down to Birmingham, and just loaded up a number of repeaters. Looked like they had a pretty wide area of coverage, and thought I would see who I could talk to on the way down.
This is a good one for this area. Winston-Salem to Birmingham, that's a nice ride. I've got a couple of repeaters along the way, like Stone Mountain, down there in Atlanta, Atlanta Metro, and they say in Atlanta the Fulton County Radio Club has a pretty active repeater.
Sound familiar. I just, you know, went in the repeater book and looked up all the way down, just a bunch of repeaters loaded in there, and I think I added several around Atlanta. Atlanta looks like they had a lot of repeaters, but smaller coverage.
Yes, and like most areas, there are a few repeaters that are really busy, and the rest of them are mostly silent. But I actually had pretty good luck with 146520 Simplex while I was in Atlanta. But yeah, Stone Mountain repeater is the one that I heard most people on.
Yeah, it's been interesting. The first trip I've really taken of any amount of time with my radio. So I'm a fairly new ham. I got my license back in the summer. I've been calling on the 2 meter calling channel or stay frequency all the way down, and really haven't heard anybody.
Monday morning, I expect to be pretty quiet on the radio. I guess I would think most people are settling into work, or if they're retired, starting off their week. But Monday mornings are pretty quiet, at least on this repeater.
He had four or five conversations, I guess, already on the way down, so it's been nice just scanning through the repeaters and come across some nice folks.
Yeah, definitely. That's happened a lot when I've traveled. I need to get some Charlotte repeaters programmed in for next time I head up that way. I've got family in Mooresville, so I need to get some Charlotte repeaters programmed in.
Hey, with Mooresville, I actually worked for Lowe's Corporate there in Mooresville for about 18 years, so know that area well.
Okay, my aunt and uncle live up there, and he's the one that actually got me into ham radio about 3.5 years ago. He invited me to the Charlotte Ham Fest, and I went, and I was like, holy cow, this is a lot more than just, breaker, good buddy.
It's interesting. I've had an interest in radio since I was a kid. My neighbor and I, growing up, we had walkie-talkies, and I can't tell you how many coat hangers we tore up trying to make antennas to get, you know, another 100 feet of coverage for those little walkie-talkies. And it's like everything, life got in the way, never did anything with it. And then all my kids were on my hands and said, you know, I think I'm going to check out that ham radio thing. It's been a lot of fun.
Agree. There are so many rabbit holes to go down in this hobby. It's just unbelievable. I've learned something every day.
See that? I still got my technician. I'm actually working on my general. I wish I had known I could take them both at the same time, because I think I probably could have passed the general with a little bit of study. But Just, I got an HF radio, and I've been playing with that on 10 meters. That's been actually a lot of fun. That's what time I have I've been spending there lately.
Yeah, I need to jump on, I need to kind of listen in on this technician 10-meter area and hear what I can hear. That's really encouraging when, you know, you throw a call sign out, some, you know, people come back. Instead of just throwing it out, and there's just
the
literal radio silence.
This year, in the fall, I was pretty regularly getting into Europe, and had several conversations with folks in Europe, and it was a lot of fun all over the United States. So, and then, you know, of course, with the POTA stuff, that's some pretty much guaranteed contacts.
For ID. I'm working on racking up my radio station, both my HF and my dual band. They're putting them in a rack with a case on it so I can take it and plug three wires out of the back, and then this thing's ready to go.
Computer's gotten a little bit tougher in the last month or so. I guess that's just kind of the normal cycle with 10 meter. But it's amazing the kind of distance that you can make.
Through the valley, because you got really choppy just then.
Out of range here. Like I said, I'm in Georgia now, so hit away from the repeater, I think.
Pushing the range of it, because you're pretty steadily choppy right now. Yeah, no problem. So, have a safe trip. Hope you get another couple of ride alongs, and I will catch you on down the log. I think I caught your call sign, K24EOL. Copy, so I'm going to say 7-3. No copy on that, but have a safe trip. KO4ZEW monitoring.
For ZEW, N4ZLK. Good morning, Ben.
Morning. What's you up to this morning?
Hearing the doctor appointment, the hair appointment and stuff. Was that Mark you were talking to headed to Alabama?
I think so. And I didn't get his call sign right.
Who it was, I couldn't catch it either, but I talked to him earlier when he was still above Spartanburg. His call was, I thought you might want it, KR4EIL, Echo India Lima, KR4.
Hey, I was close. I had KQ4EOL.
Kilo Romeo 4, Echo India Lima. If that was Mark, that was Mark's call sign. It sounded like it might have been him.
But I'm pretty sure it was. I can go back and review the repeater recording if I need to, but no. Mark out of London, North Carolina.
He was traveling from the Winston-Salem area going down to Alabama for work, so anyway, I'll let you go. I'm going to make a stop here. I just heard you in there, and I wanted to give you that call sign, so I'll say good morning to you. N4ZLK, have a good day, Ben.
Thanks a lot. I may shoot him an email and get his short list of Charlotte repeaters when we travel through there. I'd like to know which ones are more active. You probably would know. So, yeah, appreciate the correction, and I will catch you around. KO4ZEW, I'll be monitoring.
KO4ZEW, Kilo Romeo 4.
KO4ZEW here.
Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, Greg, Hendersonville. Just wanted to say hello. It's been a bit. You and I chatted over email, I think back November, December time frame over the Caesar said repeater during that missing persons search. Over.
Correct. Yeah, and we talked fairly extensively at Summer Field Day. Hoping to get together with you soon. How you doing?
Green Bend. Yeah, would love to connect. Heard you on with Shane. Wasn't able to jump in. You did get he did get you the right call sign on Mark. Didn't get a chance to break in, but just wanted to say hello before my next call. Over.
Okay, I think this is the first time I've talked to you on the radio. So I'm gonna log into your card.
You laugh. Yeah, it is the first time you and I have chatted. I'm hit and miss on this just because I don't have a lot of time during the day or night. I do try the check-ins. I try to do that religiously.
Here, I usually do the web check-in. I try to do that daily, but then every now and then I'll call in RF, or I might just turn on the radio and listen while I'm doing something else. And then there's the Anderson Net at 8:30. So those are the two. I do the Anderson Net at 8:30, and then the Brar's Net at 9.
At the Anderson Club last week, for the first time, I was using an HD, just happened to be outside, and came in clear as a bell for some reason, so jumped on that real quick. But yeah, I spend most of my time on calls in my home office, and it's hard to keep the volume up on the radios. Generally, when I do keep the volume up, somebody always pops up at the wrong time, for my meetings. Everybody can hear it. So, but yeah, great to chat with you. Just wanted to say hello here shortly, but be safe and let's connect. Would love to sit down at some point soon.
Absolutely. And you do know the club is doing Winter Field Day over in Pickens on January 24th on that Saturday. Didn't know if you're aware of that, but we have that going on.
I do have that down on my calendar, so I'm sure it'll be sunny and 70 degrees.
It's over an outdoor activity. I like the winter to be cold, but if we're going to be outside, might as well have something mild. But yeah, I'll probably have my my steak with me and everything. I'm planning to make a pretty long day of it.
See you there. In the meantime, have a great day. Be safe. KR4EEE, clear on your funnel.
Yeah, definitely. Hope to catch you down there. And I'm going to jump back in and get some more work done after my break here. So, yeah, appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you. And KO4EW, I will be clear for now. I need to get some work done.